the 13th century, St. Francis of Assisi, commenting on this feast, says it is the feast of feasts. It is the center of faith. Now, Francis knew very well that the death and resurrection of the Lord was at the heart of Christian faith. But what he was trying to say is, there would have been no resurrection had there not been an incarnation. There would have been no death and rising if there had not first been a birth. And it is that birth of the Savior that we celebrate tonight that is for us, for you and for me as believing people, the very invitation into a relationship and an understanding of who God is. You and I just heard in St. Luke's Gospel the words of the angel to the shepherd. I bring you tidings of great joy. For this day in the city of David, there is born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign. This shall be the sign. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The sign of God's presence among us. The sign of God living among us is found in the infant. The sign of God present among us is found in simplicity. It is found in smallness. The early great reflectors and teachers on the life of faith, most of them studied the scriptures from a Greek text. And what they discovered is that there was a line in the 10th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah that was also repeated in the 9th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans. And the line was this: God's word has become short, small. God's word is abbreviated, shortened up. Now the Word of God is the second person of the Trinity. The Word of God is the one who takes flesh in Jesus Christ. The Word of God is the eternal God from all time. But what Isaiah says and what Paul says is that that word, the second person of the Trinity, became short, became small, became abbreviated, became so short that that word would fit into a manger, became so short that eternal word of God, that eternal presence of God, could be cradled in the arms of the mother. And the mystery that we celebrate, the mystery that is the truth of this feast, is that if you want to find God, you must look at must look for what is little. You must look for what is simple. You must look for what may be disregarded as useless. For God has chosen to be present to us in a way that will cause no fear, no anxiety, a way that would cause us to not shy away or stand at the edge. But he has chosen a way that would invite us in and would take away every apprehension we might have, a way in which we can draw close. And so the sign of God's presence. I announce to you tonight tidings of great joy for you and for all the world. For today in the city of David is born the Savior, Christ the Lord. And this is the sign. This is the way you will recognize him. This is where you will find him. You will find him as an infant, wrapped in rags, lying in a manger. You will find the living God in the presence of a child. And so the challenge that is before believers is, every time you look upon the face of a child, you are invited to see the face of God. Especially every time you look upon the face of a hungry child, or an abandoned child, or a sick child, or a weak child, or a child who is forced into military service and violence, or a child who is the subject of sex trafficking, or a child who becomes a pawn in the economic life of adults. Whenever you gaze upon the face of a child, especially a child who has been discarded, it's in that face that you and I are called to see the presence of God. I bring you tidings of great joy tonight for you. A Savior is born. And this is the sign. This is where you will find him. This is how you will recognize him. You will see him as a baby, wrapped in rags.